Hey everyone, this is the Art Beauty Podcast where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. And today my fabulous co-host is Lara Yerdolian. She's the founder of Pretty Connected. She is my beauty bestie for anybody who's checked out New Beauty Live. She's also a guest editor for New Beauty Magazine, and I just am obsessed with her. Hi Lara, how's it going?
And I'm just obsessed with you. It's great. How are you doing, Amber?
I mean, I'm good. I feel like we're all festive today because this is our holiday show. And you know, before we get into that, how are your holidays going?
I mean, all things considered, fantastic. I mean, yeah. I think it's like so hard for anybody to be like amazing, but we just bought a house in Woodstock. I'm getting to spend a lot of quality time with my dog and my fiance, and I'm just looking forward to like being quarantined up there and then going and spending time with my family finally for the holidays. So, you know, and you can't help but feel the magic of the season and get excited to just be around. And I think we are so appreciative of family right now. And
yeah. You know,
each other.
I'm trying to like, so full disclosure, yesterday I was like a cranky butt. I woke up and I was just, it was cold. I hadn't left my house in 3 days because it's just been so cold. And my husband put me into place last night and he's like, you know what? Because I came home and I was like, meh. And he's like, Amber, you better be grateful for the fact that we wake up every day with our health, with each other. You know, there's a lot of people, this is a very hard time of year. So, it really put me back in my place. Not that it's not okay to feel like winter blues, right? Like we all have it, but sometimes it's good to sort of ground yourself in gratitude without sounding like super cliche. I don't know. I feel like today, I mean, I was like, I'm putting on a sparkly dress, which helped, but I certainly, this is not the holidays that I think any of us are used to.
Oh, absolutely not. But I do think to your point, like we just have to cut each other and ourselves some slack. Like we're all getting into funks. I mean, I'm not a cold weather person, so this has been a challenge. This is the first year I haven't seen the tree or the windows. I'm like, oh, let me go at least drive there since I haven't been on the subway since like March.
Really? I've ridden it a couple times and it's clean and everything, but I don't have to go outside. And we just got a Peloton. It is my saving grace right now because literally I think from like, I didn't go outside for 3 days. It was crappy weather and it was cold, but I was riding that thing every day. And I realized like, wow, this is going to save me this winter because at least you feel like you moved. We live in like an 800 square feet box. So at least I felt like in part of my little box, I got to move around a bit.
I can't see how many people have just raved about having the Peloton. I feel like the sooner to get it, the better, because it's like, if we're not going to the gym, even if you have a building with a gym, they're probably closed. And to have something like that, and so built on community, and you're just going to use it so much until the world normalizes. And let's be honest, that's at least 6 months away. So what a gift to have your gym really at home and make it fun. And their app, like I get their notifications. They're like, do our yoga, do it. I'm like, oh,
it's awesome.
Is crazy for it, but I'm like, oh, like every day I'm like telling my fiance, I'm like, should we get a Peloton? And he's like, where do you want to put it? And I'm like, I don't know. We're in chaos right now. We're like renovating, we're doing things, but I feel like I need it. So I'm very happy to hear that. Cause I do think sweating helps. Like for me, having a dog going outside helps, even though I'm like,
yeah, well, oh. I took up running and I mean, I'm not a runner. Let me be clear, but I took up like getting out, doing 2 miles a day, right around Central Park. That was like one of the benefits that came out of this whole coronavirus is that I stopped going to the gym and I got my butt outside, which was really nice. But when I started to add up how much money I was spending on the gym, I was like, wow, the Peloton basically paid for itself. And you know, you can finance them. And if anybody has Chase Sapphire Reserve,
which I do, tell me.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do. Oh,
it's you. This is like, I'm like, what?
Oh,
what are the odds?
It's $120 of free towards the app. So it basically means you get 3 months of the free app.
What?
I know. That happened literally the day that we got ours delivered. So I was like,
wow.
And here's the real thing. My husband, he plays athletics. He doesn't go to the gym. He's not that kind of a workout person. He plays hockey and baseball. And with all of those team sports being shut down, it's been great to see him get on this bike and, Yeah, there, you know, I listen. He's actually, you know, this is a great thing because I wanted to bring you on today to talk about like the best holiday gifts. So let's talk. If that's like an uber luxury.
If anyone wants to buy me that, that was the best gift probably you could get is a Peloton.
Do you remember last year that whole, the ad that came out and it was that girl and she's like, my husband got me a Peloton for Christmas and everybody was just ripping them apart. I'm like, if my husband bought me a Peloton for Christmas, I'd be like, well, thank you. This is awesome. Right
way. Yeah, that sounds amazing. And, you know, because like, it's not also always about just like losing weight. It's also being healthy and just like sweat, like it just your mental state, like exercise is so important. And honestly, too, if I spend too much time in bed or sitting around, I'm like, my joints start to hurt. I'm like, I'm getting old. I'm like, why does this? I'm so used to being so active naturally just in New York City that you really start to realize since we are just sitting at home and I'm like in front of my computer, like you have to get up and move. It's just so good for your joints. And
the best part is, too, they have 5-minute classes. Oh, so let me tell you, yesterday I was like, I don't really feel like doing something. So I went and I was like, let me do a 5-minute stretch. And you know what? Those instructors, Robin, I love you. If you're out there, if you ever listen, I'm obsessed with you. She is so positive and just gets you on this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop on the bike now. And then it was like, and then I did a 45-minute class.
Yep.
That to me is like, they've got a winning combination. So you know what? I'm glad. We were going to bring, I asked Laura on today because I was like, you know what, we should do a holiday gift piece. We met each other through doing New Beauty Live. And I was like, you know what, let's do something where you're talking about 3 of your favorite items for the holidays. I was going to talk about mine because we're like 10 days away from the holidays, which means most people are going to start shopping in 8, realistically. Don't worry, some of my stuff you can get that quickly. But I like this. So number one, you've got a big budget, Peloton.
Yeah, let's start high to low. So by the time we get to the little ones, it's like, I mean, listen, I think there are so many great gifts right now in sets. So I just like encourage everybody in the beauty space, like go on Space NK, go on Sephora, go on Ulta, go to your favorite brands. I mean, I think everyone is really going above and beyond this season. Narrowing it down to 3 was like pretty impossible. I just picked 3 things that like, I feel like instantly get me excited. Okay, the first is expensive. They start at $200, a Fornacetti candle. And the reason why I'm picking this item is so I just, like I said, got a house and I got a few candles. I put them on my registry. They were literally like the only, I'm engaged, my wedding registry. Literally, I can't tell you, but like we put all this home stuff, but all I wanted was these candles. And I got a few different ones and they're just a work of art. Like, I don't even know that I'm ever going to light it. Even though it smells.
They are. Well, wait, can we just talk about that? Because it's funny when we were discussing this, literally that day, somebody was like, hey, can you help me? I need to find a gift for a client of mine. I'm looking for something high end. And I love Net-a-Porter. So I went on Net-a-Porter and I was like looking at some of the things and I came across this candle and I was like, you've got to be effing kidding me. I think it was like $220, but in all fairness, which then was funny because when we were talking about it, you're like, I love these candles. It was just one of those funny moments where I was like, all right, I'm not far off. Now, to me, it is very expensive. I also laugh because I think most people who have those will probably never burn them, but they're so beautiful. They are so stunningly beautiful. It's like a piece of artwork.
And the other reason why I'm going to pick this one is I actually put it on my stories and I have never had such a reaction to a product. So everybody was like, oh my gosh, I want one so bad. I love it. And to be honest, yes, it's expensive, but I feel like a nice candle starts at $50. You kind of burn through and you can't reuse it. Like this with the lid, they have so many fun different patterns and prints. You put it on like your bookshelf and you're just like going to have it forever. So I think from that aspect, like, would you rather 4 nice candles or 1 Fornacetti?
I love it. I feel like I've got a lot of Glade candles around here. Those are like $4.99. They're not the same. They're really not. Do you know, are they soy? Do you happen to know?
Probably. I feel like most of them are soy now that they go with. I do have to look it up. I'm like with a canister.
Well, the ones that aren't soy. So I had a great candle. It was actually an expensive candle that somebody bought me last year and I was burning it. I had a beautiful wood wick. I loved it. And one day I looked at my white cabinets and I'm like, everything looks really dirty. And when I wiped them, I realized soot everywhere. So my sister-in-law actually told me that soy candles don't do that. So
From Sunday Forever, which is another place where I love to get gifts, they have like a wick cutter. So I think you do have to follow instructions. And I
do.
Like even with some like Dip Teep and like nicer Nest candles, what I love about this one is just like the finish and the top, because I find, and like it's not see-through, because a lot of the see-through ones, as soon as you finish burning them, I always have like black soot around the edges. So I don't always, I'm not always able to like reuse it for my makeup brushes or do something really chic with it. So anyways, that's why I went with this, because to your point, if you're looking for a nice client gift, like under $250, which is still high, but like no one's going to be like, oh, I don't want that. Or like, it's just such a lovely, it feels like a present. You know what I mean? Like this is a gift.
And those are one of the things, like I said, where else do they sell them? Do you know?
So they just launched a Blue Mercury.
Okay.
Net-a-Porter, I know they're sold there. Probably some of the other bigger ones. I mean, obviously this is totally like non-sponsored, so I probably should have Googled and done a ton of research.
Well, I think like Neiman Marcus does, but like the Net-a-Porter,
like Saki Marcus probably does have, you know.
I feel like the Net-a-Porter, like wrapping, when you get a gift from Net-a-Porter, it just feels like, money.
About it, like we'll arrive feeling like money. Okay, Amber, are you going to give yours next?
Yeah, so my high-end thing, which you've heard me talk about before, again, is the Dermaflash. So I love it. I would show it closer, but I feel like there's hair here, which is gross. I love this thing. It's $199. You can get it at Dermaflash. You can get it at Sephora. I don't think they sell them at Ulta, but a couple other online retailers. Essentially, this is a microdermabrasion device for your face. I love this. I feel like it gets off all that vellus hair. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, if you want smooth makeup, this to me is the thing that I love. I buy the refills for them from Sephora. Like whenever Sephora has their sales, they have like a refill pack because it comes with razors. I don't have it. Oh, let's see. Actually, yeah, I do. I have it here. It comes with these like pop in, right? So you're supposed to use each razor once. Mm-hmm. And listen, I call it my lady shaver because that's essentially what you're doing. You're shaving your face, but the hair won't go back thicker. And the refills are, I feel like you use one, it's a one-time use only. They say you can use it once a week. I am not a particularly hairy person, but I think I use mine every 2 to 3 weeks. I just love it. I feel like it gets rid of the dead skin cells. And then everything just lays super flat and smooth. So yes, this is my high luxury beauty gift.
It's an amazing product. I actually went to their original launch event. This is actually the one Amber just picked is their newer version. I think it came out like 1 or 2 years ago because their original was like great, but this one is like so much more elevated. They kind of like worked out all these, like the grip is better. It's super secure.
It is.
And for anybody who goes and gets dermaplaning done, this is your dermaplaning alternative. If you in dermaplaning is just when they literally, you just take the dead skin cells, it exfoliates. And it just like, it's not like any sort of, it's not uncomfortable at all. And it just takes
out
peach fuzz, all that like layer. And I mean, I'm with you. I do it every like, I think I do like once a month or every, you know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's all you really need. And it just, at the end of it, like they give you a little face wash and like products to use. And it just like takes off that dead layer of skin. So when you're doing your makeup or skincare, everything's just glowier.
Everything looks so smooth. It really does. Like,
shocked by how much hair comes off. Like you have hair in places that you don't even know you had hair. It's not like,
I'm like a teddy bear.
Yeah. It's hilarious when you just see that, like, just like little ball. It's like a hairball of just like fine, fine little hairs that's like everywhere on your face.
But are you in generally like a hairy person? Do you find like I don't have a lot of, you know, my mom is Asian, so I think that I get that like.
Well, I'm Armenian, so I feel like I should be naturally hairy, but for some reason I'm like very lucky, like my mom, and who just like is not hairy at all. I definitely have some, but like, you know, I don't even need to use this for my like hair removal. Like I use it, like I said, every 2 weeks or a month, but I don't see grow back. Everything's super fine that comes in. Also, I think as you get older, for me at least, like I feel like my hair has gotten thinner. Like I really don't have much.
Yes.
Like I remember being self-conscious in high school, and maybe it was just because I was a teenager, but now I'm like, why? I don't really have that much.
Yeah.
Paranoid or like hormonal, and I suddenly don't have as much.
I don't either. And you know what? Probably yes. I think it was like a little bit of both. Probably when we first started getting hair, it's like, ah! And now you're like, please, just hair, just stay wherever it can. except in your face. So,
but if you do get a lot of hair on your face, like, I mean, I definitely use it in between like my brow and my hairline, just make sure everything's sort of like defined, and you know, it definitely will take care of the hairs by all means. It just also,
oh, and like the upper lip, I mean, and here where I notice it the most is like, if you get along the jaw, there's something when you're looking at somebody, you don't look at somebody and say, wow, they've got a lot of vellus hair. Vellus hair is like the very fine peach fuzz. But when you take it off, people will look at you and be like, God, your skin looks great. Everything looks like it's glowing because it's just smooth, right? Mm-hmm. It's just smooth. User tip, whenever I'm doing around my forehead, I always cover my eyebrows because that would be a 100%. Very unfortunate.
Like, it will probably, it can take off your eyebrows. So definitely be very cautious of that. That's a smart hack. I feel like I should put like tape or something. I usually just like my finger.
I also put my finger
like,
here.
A little zone that like, I'm very safe about that because I am very paranoid about.
Yeah. You don't want to take, I've learned from before, you don't want to take too much off here because then it looks unnatural. You know, you just got to be careful, but it's great for in here or on the lip, the chin, perfection. Great. So yeah, that was my big, if you have somebody that you need to splurge on, that's a great gift.
Yep. Okay. So next up, and next two are kind of similar price point, but I'm going to go with Beauty Blender. They have really cute sets. This is their Rocket to Flawless. It actually includes three beauty blenders, one in their classic pink, one in yellow and green, and then two little soap cleaners. I think this is $49, but they have cute little like ornament looking beauty blenders for $20. It's just like a fun range of price points. And I just feel like people, when they use, first of all, everyone like loves a beauty blender. It's such a game changer when it comes to makeup application. You can use it dry or, as I recommend it, wet. You just literally put some water on it and you just squint your hand and you'll see, you don't need like a ton of water, but you'll see it like puff up in size and then you're good to go. And I like to put my foundation on my hand and then kind of use it from there apply. And I mean, they're just so fun at like $20. Like I said, it comes in like a little ornament packaging. They do a good job and it's just like a fun Secret Santa or
something. I love it.
For gift. Like, it's great.
We had Rayanne on here, the founder of Beauty Blender. And I also, their makeup cleaner, that soap.
Yeah, great.
I use it for my brushes. So I use it for all of my brushes. And I have this like kind of a rubbery, it has like little rubber. Is that a brush cleaner? Do they have one too?
So Beauty Blender has a little one. You're talking about the Sigma, which we also talk about in Beauty, New Beauty Live. Cause I love, Sigma's like a big, they have different sizes, but like silicone makeup brush. I don't even call it like a makeup brush cleaner. It's just like a pad. And basically it's got different grips at different angles. So you can really like get in your brushes. So if it's like a more thick brush, there's certain parts of it that you can like work a little harder. And it's just like suction cups to your, like inside.
Suction cups to your sink. Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't clean their makeup brushes, like get them a Sigma. We're just going to throw that out. Or, but like the Beauty Blender, they do have a little one that comes in the set, but anything that just keep your products clean. Cause I feel like we have enough with germs this year.
And I used to wash my makeup brushes with like Dawn or dish soap, which I felt was great for the never again. The Beauty Blender soap. I am a convert with that and the Sigma pad. I think I have like the knockoff version one from Amazon. I got it on Amazon. So, but it's silicone pad, get the Sigma one, I guess. And it sticks in and everything is clean.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like the Beauty Blender soap is amazing. And I can use it for my brushes too. If you are just using brushes, you can do like a Dawn soap. I think brushes are a little bit easier to get to just because of the nature of how they're like shaped. But Beauty Blender, you know, there's so much foundation in it. That's the whole point. It's water bringing it in to like help you really do that flawless application. So you really want like a good makeup cleaner and specifically theirs to really get that clean. Because I know a lot of people, I see gross Beauty Blenders sometimes in people's makeup cases. And I'm like, you know, you're
There was like a whole thing. I remember we talked about it with Ran, but there was like this article that came out that was like, your Beauty Blender can kill you. And what they found was like, most people like that beauty blenders can have bacteria if people don't wash them. So can your makeup brushes. Like if you're throwing stuff into your makeup bag, like it's going to be gross. Clean your makeup brushes. I try to remind people sometimes on social media when I'm doing it, right? Like, so if it's once a week, like that's fine. If it's, you know, I generally my foundation brushes, I do a lot more often, but clean your makeup brushes.
Right. So PSA, wear SPF and clean your makeup brushes.
Another PSA, which I feel like, I don't know why people are so out of, I don't get it. Wear a mask.
We should add that to our PSA.
I love you. And this is not, people will see this, but Laura, my list, which I've been getting for everybody because I wear them around, people love them, the mask chains. Your Pretty Connected mask chains are insane. Yes. So I have them in all different colors. And I want to just say, last night, my neighbor, you know, it's been COVID, so we don't really bump into each other, but I bumped into my neighbor last night and he had on this, your like, it was like the black plasticky mask chain.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that Pretty Connected? And he's like, yeah, I know Laura. And we anyway had a moment because they're so recognizable. They start at what, $22?
Yeah, the one that you're talking about, that's our Dylan plastic chain. It's funny, we launched them for like kids and adults, but they are by far the most popular with adults because we have it in black and like a royal blue and it's super light. And we actually, you're holding our classic Nikki long and then the mini, which are like what put us on the map. And, you know, I launched those 2.5 years ago. And obviously at the start of COVID, mask chains didn't really exist. So everyone went crazy for them. But we discovered, you know, the men's market, the kids market, you know, we needed to kind of diversify our options. It looks so chic on you. You know, so chic.
And I have this, so the gold one I have with my, I do like, if like I'm doing, this is my fancy, this is my silk mask. So if I'm going somewhere fancy, but how gorgeous are these? And people stop me and they're like, where did you get them?
And I'm wearing it as a necklace. I actually have this sequin charm. We did a little collaboration and they have these like
gold-plated
Swarovski crystals. And you can literally take it off the clip and put it anywhere. So when I wear it as a mask chain, I put it up at the top. So it's just like really, I'll send you one. They're so fun. So, and we have like ones that double for sunglasses because I'm like the sunglass queen. So we try to make them very multifunctional so that when hopefully the day comes when this is over, you know, you can still use your products.
I don't know. I feel like I might never give up masks again because it's been a while since I've been sick and I really appreciate that. But the other thing I want to say great about these, that because my husband was like, I don't know if I want to wear one. It's girly. And I was like, yeah, but look, watch. When you go to a restaurant, it's sitting on your chair. It's not, you know, you don't put it down on the table. You don't put it, or you can like, you know, if you're walking somewhere, like if you don't need to wear it, you can.
You can do whatever you want, but I'm going to change his mind. That's why we really worked hard in the last month to launch a lot of cool men's one. We have a thinner and we really surveyed guys. So there's the black plastic one. There's something called the Charlie one, which is like a skinny snakeskin one. We now have it in gun.
Yes, he wears this one. He does wear it. He's got this one. So that's this, and this is what he uses.
Yep. Now we have it. Is that the black one or is it silver? Looks like
it's like a gunmetal.
Good. So that one is really good for guys. I feel like they don't feel too intrusive. We have a chain version of that. And then we have the black Dylan, which you saw on your neighbor, which makes me so happy. I mean, I get texts all the time and DMs and it's like, I saw somebody with your chain and we chat. I had mine on. And like, honestly, any sort of like happy, good news in 2020 was such a blessing. And whenever I hear that, it's like, oh, people became a friends over my mess chain or bonded.
I have to say though, girl, I'm really proud of you because they are like, people will stop me in the street. I had a woman stop me on the street. She's like, excuse me, where did you get that? And I was like, here we go. And she's like, I'm ordering them on the spot because they are, they're chic. And it's what, $22? I mean,
$22 to $36. The long ones, they're really $22 to $30. And again, you know, it's so hard, I think, to find items you want right now. And I think a lot of us want to shop. We can't really go in store and you want something to treat yourself, but really want something to be affordable, high quality, fun. And, you know, leave it to, you know, a mass chain to make people's lives easier. And it makes me so happy that made your list.
I want this on the list. And you know what else I really like about it too? I feel like most of the time now I'm in sweatpants. Like I don't give a F. I am out in like sweatpants and socks or, you know, sneakers rather. So when I have this on, I feel like it really elevates my look because it looks like, okay, I go from being like kind of a slob to being like high fashion athleisure. Does that make sense?
I'm the same way. I live in my joggers. Like I put on like leggings the other day and I was like, tight fitting clothes. I ordered those Spanx because everybody always talks about how amazing Spanx leggings are.
Oh, which ones?
The faux looking leather one.
The faux leather. I was looking at the faux leather camo ones, but then I was like, Amber, stop.
I needed my first pair because I have like 10,000 pairs of leggings. I haven't worn any of them. To me, that's like wearing fitted clothing right now. But I was like, okay, it's Black Friday. What, I've always wanted these. I see them everywhere. I was like, let's do this. And it was like, oh, look at me in something that's not cotton and you know.
Question, what do you think is the latest date that people can order these that they're going to get shipped out?
So we're fast. We try to ship within 24 hours because we get that question a lot. You know, the only thing that can hinder it is the post office. I think that they, you know, and fair. Even FedEx and UPS, like it's been, I've had challenges getting things. We've been very lucky, but we try to be so buttoned up on our end because we know what it means. And you know, even if somebody emails me, I'm like, do you want me to ship it there and do like a gift card? Like, what do you want me to like, a little note from you? Like, what do we need to do to help you get it to your person? But we've so far been very fortunate. But again, one out of every 200 orders is doomed to the post.
Yeah, no, of course. But it's nice to know that it gets out fast because I, you know, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, that's like, listen, for that price point, it's like such a chic gift that like you can send to pretty much anybody and say, you know, hey, the other thing, speaking of the mail, I know that mail people, I don't know if you do holiday tips or, but technically the USPS isn't supposed to get cash, even though I think cash is what they want. But what like a cute thing if you need to get like a gift for like your kid's teacher or for, you know, your mail person, mail woman or man, you know, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Yeah, it is a fun, good gift. And that's why we also launched so many of our thinner, let's see, I think it's the one you just showed. Ooh, my table is covering all my mask chains. But yeah, we did do like the plastics and the little guy, because something like this for a post, you know, post workout is so light, it makes it really easy to just take it on and off. It will work with those disposable, both of these will. And this one comes in black, which is a little more adult. Although I think the color is fun. I love wearing colorful. And now we're styling our masks and our outfits. So for people who are fashionable, like Amber and I today, but in their normal lives, like you've got options. And you know, I think too, like if you are going to like a holiday party, even if it's virtual, like we are right now, and you want to be like chic, it's fun to like have little accessories on, or if you're doing something with family or your pod or whatever the cool kids are calling it these days with a group, you know, it is nice to have it. And it just, for me, it's like a security blanket. Like sometimes I don't even take it off. Like I put my mask chain on and like, I don't even feel it with the light one. Cause like the other day I went to take the garbage out and I was like, oh, I like didn't have it on because I was filming something and I was like, I'm so not used to it. I was like, wow, I don't have a mask on. I'm home just like right down my stairs. But I was like shocked for a second.
We leave ours. Here's the reason. We leave ours hanging by the door. So like, you know, we'll swap out a clean one and it's right there by the door. So when we take our keys, we know. I honestly, I cannot rave about this enough. And I cannot tell you how many people are like, where'd you get that from? I need this. And also just look. Another reason I love that the winter time, wearing a mask right now is actually a godsend for New York windy days.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And these kind of help it keep weighted. Okay, so people can get them where? prettyconnected.com. Yep.
prettyconnect.com/shop, or if you just go to prettyconnect.com, you'll see a little shop button. We're on Etsy, we're on Amazon, we're at patriciafield.com.
Amazing. I knew you were on Amazon. Ooh.
Yeah, we did it because, you know, Amazon's such an important tool and people are, you know, it's just a place that people like to shop and add to their cart. So that is a newer thing for us since Etsy is more our vibe with being a smaller business. But we've just realized that to really make it extra easy on, you know, our consumer, we should.
Opens up a bigger audience, but also just order direct maybe from Pretty Connected. Love
that. Direct is always wonderful. Then we get full control too. Okay. So my last one is because we met at New Beauty, and New Beauty is actually the most amazing place to find beauty products. They actually have a beauty pass program where every Friday you sign up, you get a free product that you can just pay for shipping and you can sign up with. But their iconic test tube, which is their beauty subscription service, it's $29.95 plus shipping. You can do a yearly subscription and it's like you'll get 6 tubes every other month. And inside, you are guaranteed to get 8 products. This month, though, for November was insane. It's 9 products plus a bonus. And they have a product from Dr. Dennis Gross, Sunday Riley, Dr. Brand. I mean, yeah, the value is over $200. And again, for $29.95, you got Colab dry shampoo, which I love. I use this brand. It actually just launched in the US, I feel like last year. And it's amazing if you're looking for a good dry shampoo. We've got Aven thermal water in this month. My light's a little bright, but you
know. This to me is like the most insane beauty sampling subscription program, because like you said, it's full size. More. I think most of the items are full size. Yeah. For $29. It's awesome.
Crazy. I mean, I think each one of these like Dr. Brand, like that's more than $29. This is way more than $29 just on its own. And you're also getting, you know, Floetic, this new lip product. You get Dr. Zenobia, which I'm super curious. I haven't started using this product yet, but I've been seeing it all over my Instagram posts. Like, and that's what I love about New Beauty is that you're getting like a few classic things, you like the brands you know and love and you want. And then you're getting to like try newer brands and you're like, oh, maybe I don't know what Eight Saints, you know, whipped cream, Cloud Whip CC cream is, but I want to see, like, I'll try it and I'll fall in love with it. Like, there's a good discovery element to them. And every month, it's like, every other month, I say, it's so exciting to just see what it is. And then, you know, BB Vita gave us, it's a hand sanitizer. So it's like practical things you need, interesting. And it's very skincare focused, which I like. And then like hair or makeup, it's not like all just one category. They really mix it up. And it's like, it's
so- I like that too, because, listen, I'm new to New Beauty. And again, this is not being sponsored by them. We met there. You know, we do the New Beauty Live. The next one is coming up in February. So right in time for the holidays. But the products that they pick are really, like I say, results focused. So it's not like, oh, this looks good. Or, oh, just because Rihanna was in an ad doing this. They're like, these are ingredients. These are products that are going to work. I can't speak enough. And for $29, it's like such a cute, and it comes in a beautiful package too. Like so the box itself is really pretty.
And like, if you get something like this with all these products and all you spent was $30 and someone's opening it, it's so, I mean, it's over $200 in products. And, you know, to Amber's point, like everything's editor curated there. They like include a book on what it is, why they love it, how it works. Like it's really fun, especially if you're a beauty lover and you want to like really understand and, you know, what ingredients, why you should be using it, who it's for. And sometimes, listen, you might just want three out of, you know, the eight and you'll gift the others. Like, it's so fun to share with
your mom. Then you can gift the others.
Yeah. It's got great stuff. And Amber's like the super host of the New Beauty Lives. And it's so fun because a lot of the brands you see in test tube, you'll then see the founders come up on those show and she's interviewing them and they're talking about the new products coming out. And New Beauty just has that like, they're just like the ultimate beauty experience, I feel like, from magazine to gifting to events to like product. They really do a good 360 of, you know.
You know what? Just like Peloton, they've got a really good community. So thank you all those people who have supported us, not just here at Art Beauty. We also actually had Dr. Z on here. So I know her product line is finally now in Sephora. It was like just launching. So her stuff is awesome, by the way.
I've heard, I'm always trying 1,000 things, but they have the hyaluronic acid and peptide serum. Like that just has me like all over it. I love like an instant plump, like, and I love even that it's the size. Cause I like can throw it in my makeup case, and hyaluronic acid is one of those things I'll just touch up during the day. Or if I'm like about to put on my makeup real fast, I just love that. Like
that plumping, that instant plumping. And she's really, her product line is really made for, you know, to deal with like hormonal dermatology. So whether you're like stressed and breaking out, or, you know, if you're just getting older and your hormones are changing, she's got something for everybody. Cool. My last thing is an Amazon product. So for people who have heard the show, you've heard me talk about this for years. I just ordered them for myself. And so they're the Epiel. I think that's how you pronounce it. If you go on Amazon and you search this, and I'll try to have links to all of this stuff in the YouTube description, but it comes right now, six sets of gloves and six sets of socks for $20. How cute are these for like little stocking stuffers, or to just say thank you for a hostess gift, or for yourself? I'm obsessed with these. You put them on. It's like the gloves that you get in the nail salon. I take them with me when I travel. That will happen one day again. I actually haven't tried. They just came out with these intensive repairing gloves, so I'm super psyched. But you put them on. It's super clean. I do it when I get out of the shower. And you know, it's just a very inexpensive, really nice little luxury to take care of yourself, wellness. Have you ever tried these?
I haven't tried that one. I've tried different versions and I love them. I mean, I think anything with a glove, it just makes, I'm also like not getting manicures and pedicures right now for like the first time in my adult life. So for me, I'm like, bring on the baby foot, bring on the, like I have like a little drawer of like sheet mask, hand mask, foot mask. And I'm like all about
it. So I've used more expensive versions of these. And here's why I really like this particular brand. It's so simple. More brands should do this. On the gloves, they have like a little tab so that you can like shut it up because you wear them for about 20 minutes and that way product isn't sliding out. Some of the more expensive ones, it just is like a plastic glove, but you're kind of open here. Same thing with the booties. The booties have this little sticker tab. So whoever you are out there at BL, you got my business because of this one little thing, that tab that makes it easy so you can walk around and keep doing stuff and the gloves aren't going to slide off. So
yeah, I haven't seen gloves, but I've been noticing that more of the foot ones have updated or have the sticker, because that sticker thing is just like key. It just, like you said.
And you take it out, first of all, I just took it out of the package. I hate when I do it, and the same thing with like the mask. I hate when I take it out and all of a sudden slime is dripping out.
Yeah.
That's, so there's like, none of that. Can you see? It's like super clean, and then you can put them on.
Yeah, it's got the cut, like they've mastered it.
And
that's exactly.
Here is that little tab.
Yeah.
That you can then stick so it's a nice tight fit.
Does it exfoliate your hands or is it just doing the softness and then when you take it off? Like I do feet ones where like my feet start to peel and it's really scary looking. And ones where it's hydrating.
I haven't, they have a peeling one, which I just found out when I was like researching today to find out the price of this, which I think I'm going to try. I haven't tried Babyfoot. I know it's like disgusting, but does it work?
Okay. So
is it a gimmick?
Yeah, so there's Babyfoot. I just tried the one from Starskin too. Here's what I'm going to tell you about it. How long you leave them on is going to determine how much skin comes off. Also, like how much dead skin cells you need. Now, obviously, I hadn't had a pedicure in so long that I was like, okay. So I tried the Starskin one. It peeled, but it wasn't as shocking as when I did Babyfoot. I don't know if that's just because like I had more, because I was on my feet last year when I did it. But yeah, they tell you, I think it's like 15 to 25 minutes. Like they give you a range and the longer you're going to leave it on. But what's crazy is you do it and then you're like, okay, nothing happens, which is standard. And you kind of forget about it. And then literally a week later, your feet starts peeling and you're like, oh yeah, I totally forgot I did that. It's like, you just wait just long enough for you to forget. So you're going to want to wear socks. Yeah. The one from Starskin was not too drastic. I did have like some peeling, but it was actually lovely that it was light just because I just needed like one or two layers off without that whole, like, I'm not getting my foot scrubbed at the pedicure place. I will say this, when you shower, which I'm only showering like once or twice a week now, full disclosure. But I did notice that like when I showered, all of a sudden the peeling was more drastic and like almost like ignited it to be a little bit.
I heard that with like the baby foot. So I guess I'm going to have to try this. And now is the time of year to do that when you're not in flip-flops and sandals. But somebody said that like you need to, they recommend soaking your foot, and I don't have a bathtub. I've just got a shower. So it was like, meh, meh. But you feel like
you really need to, like, it just takes care of it. Like, and like I said too, I think what they're reacting to too is how much long, like the first time I did baby foot, I left on a little too long. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing. It just peels. So, and you're wearing shoes. So it's not like you're worried about like sun exposure. Like you should be in the summertime, cause you do get, but like, it's nice. I really appreciate it. I mean, again, it's do it like every 3 to 6 months. I don't think you have to do it like a crazy amount, but my feet definitely, if you have like calluses or you're noticing like,
So
like, you know, when your feet need that like pedicure, it's a great, inexpensive, quick way to just like, but I'm sure I think they're all very comparable, the ones on the market. And I think Babyfoot really like brought it to surface, and people love on like YouTube and, you know, Instagram, the most disgusting looking thing.
Now, so gross.
Yeah. A lot of brands have come up with pretty great ones. So there's like more of a market, and you can probably go on Amazon and get your brand. You know, they're fun to do. I fully, fully support it.
Damn right. So can I ask you this? Like, is there anything that you really wanted for Christmas?
I want a Peloton now.
You want a Peloton.
No, I mean, like, my head's in like the furniture game now in terms of things. I've cut down so much in makeup. I feel like I have so many fun test tube skincare products to try. So I've been like I'm trying to almost have like tunnel vision, but I have to say I did shop pretty drastically for me on Black Friday because the sales were so great. Like, I was like, oh, that Spanx thing I want. Oh, you know, I found like, I was surprised by
what'd you get? Okay, besides the Spanx pants, is there anything else that you were like?
I ordered a lot of like little things from small businesses. Like this girl, this really cute girl on Instagram, she has all the stuff with the rescues, and I'm like so into my dog who's a rescue. So she had these cute t-shirts. Her handle's like Rescue and Style. So I got a t-shirt from her. This guy Mirrors Ellison does these cute like little beanies. I ordered some of those, like a lot of underwear from American Eagle and Calvin Klein. Like I was kind of like going a little practical, and then the Spanx faux leggings. What else did I get? Some stuff from Sunday Forever, because that's like just easy gifts for the holidays. They have these cool like evil eye stickers. I wanted one for my cell phone case. What else did I get? Uggs.
Oh, I love Uggs. I feel like this is a year of like way more practical.
Yeah, I'm so practical. I mean, they're boring. Ring lights. I'm like, I want like things that make my life easier.
Do not.
Yeah.
The ring light, my friend, is not boring. That is necessity.
Yeah. Everything that's like making my life easier versus like the more indulgency things. You know, I like even
versus more stuff, right?
Yeah. And like, I just think there's so much clutter and I've just been trying to declutter my life now that I'm home so much. Normally I don't notice because I'm just running around, but now I'm like, and I've always been that person who's like, I want a trip. Like I want to have an experience, but that's obviously a little bit of a challenge right now. So, you know, I got some PJs. There's some cute sets I got, like just fun, really basic things.
Good. What did you get? Let me see. On Black Friday.
What's in your list? What do you want?
We were in Philadelphia and it's like shopping. I went to the mall. I don't know. This year I'm a little bit overwhelmed. The problem is too, I'm also like my dad. Everything that I want for myself, I buy for myself. My husband has the hardest time because he's like, but I don't have the patience. If it's like, I want it right now. And I'm just going to get it for myself. But this year, like in terms of like clothing and everything, I'm not going anywhere, you know? So I got some workout clothes. I asked my husband for new spin shoes because we just got the bike and my spin shoes are like 15 years old. And like stuff for the house. And then like we paid off some of her mortgage. How romantic is that?
Yeah. I did buy a lot of those like lymphatic drainage from Amazon. I bought like the leg, like you put like a booty, you put all the way up your leg. No, it's not a skincare, and it like massages your leg. Then I got one for my knee. Then I got the like gun one, you know, that you used to like massage yourself. Like,
I didn't get that one.
I got this other one off Amazon. And what sold me is it had different like heads you could put on it. And it was a little more compact because I want it for my legs. I have a lot of like sports injuries. So those were like my fun splurges. But again, yes, exactly. And they come in these like cool cases and you can take them to go.
My sister sent this to me. We had it out last night because we got the Peloton. This one is from, because the Theragun's like $600. Let me tell you. She got this one on Amazon.
Does it have different heads?
It comes with a round one. Yeah. It comes with what I call the evil finger.
Yes. I bought some version of that. And I was like having so much fun because like I can't get a massage right now. They were all like half off. So they were around $100. And I was like, you know what? That's how much massage costs in New York, like a cheap one. Now I get this thing forever. So I'm trying to find things that like make me feel good. And those will be, but I'm also like a sucker for like those Amazon and like Instagram ads. I'll see something. I'm like, oh, maybe I do need that like cool light thing that moves with your camera or your phone. Maybe it's like, you know, I see a cute PJ set. I'm like, oh, maybe I do need that. Like I get really,
I'm a huge fan of Iberger. I love their pajamas, but they're super expensive. Let me tell you, I went in, the Gap is doing knockoffs right now. Not knockoffs. The Gap is doing equally as soft.
I want to say too, like Ann Taylor has blown me away. I've never found too much stuff in store. I've always said they're in store versus on, like they put more of their fashion forward pieces online. Cute PJs. They have so much good stuff right now that it's funny you said the Gap because I was like, what is, and it was all like $250. Now it's $50. Like such a fantastic discount where I was like, oh my God, an ad. And it's now 50% off, an additional 40% off. And I was like, I was here.
I love that you said that too, because I feel like the Ann Taylor, I always talk about my girlfriend, like Ann Taylor, Banana Republic, The Gap, they will go through waves, J. Crew, where it's like somebody is like banging out some hot fashion items. And then it's like,
business casual type clothes. And I feel like I shop the opposite of that. I'm like getting the teddy coat and like the PJs and the like knotted headband for $10. And he's like, and whenever people are like, where'd you get that from? And I'm like, Ann Taylor. They're like, huh. And I'm like, yeah, I like all the non-Ann Taylor stuff, but there's a lot of it that you just never see. And I'm not knocking the other stuff. It's just not my personal like taste. And I'm not business casual, but I find like the most, I like joke because I used to go to their previews when they had them and I'd be like, you need like.
Me too. I bet we met each other at one of those. They used to have some good previews.
Oh, their previews are amazing. And I'm always like, you need to have like a different name, like just Ann. I mean, they have like Loft, but I find that similar to Ann Taylor in my brain. Like they need to have one that's like, this is the fashiony stuff because it's so good and it's so on trend and like some of them are like jogger
sets. I mean, maybe it should be like tailored or something, or just
something like different names. So you like, cause that's where I'm like, and there's a, like I said, a lot of it. It's just like hidden with it. And there's cozy sweaters and like, ah, oh, there's so much.
I was looking at cozy. Like that's my other thing for this season. There is this woman on Etsy. Her name is Nina Knit. She's in Serbia, I believe, makes these handmade, gosh, I hope my girlfriend's not. Anyway, she makes these like, they're like these handmade alpaca slippers. They take a while to get here, not because she doesn't ship them out, but because of what's going on right now with COVID. I hope they get here, but I ordered them for like so many different people because they're so cute and cozy and fashionable. And like now she's doing these like adorable sweaters, so or adorable shoes. But she has some that are like pointy toe. They're super cute, but they're the softest things I've ever had.
I like live for Etsy. I think that's a great place to shop. I always find like, I love like evil eye things. I'll just like Google evil eye and there'll be like tons of options. I'll be like, okay, slippers. Like it's so fun to just see like someone was wearing this cute Metro, like the old coins, and they like made necklaces out of it. And I was like, oh
yeah,
that? Like, look, like little rings. And like, I find Etsy to be such a fun place to shop. And I love supporting all those like little brands. Like it's just wonderful.
Oh, well, and now we can get your brand on there too. Thank you. And by the way, girl, I saw the charms on there today and I was like, good for you. I love that you are just taking everything and evolving it. Thank you so much for being on, Laura. I just, you know, I hope that some people with all of her honest sort of gift stuff, I wanted to give people some ideas, you know, cause it's like a hard time of year. And sometimes it's really just hard to shop for people. So it's like, what are the things that you and I really love?
Yeah, and so get a gift receipt. I always tell people, get a gift receipt. That way people can just swap it out. Like you tried. It's fun that you like it. Especially if you're going to a place like a Sephora or Net-A-Porter, like they'll find something else they want. Like there is, you know, there's really not. I'm like, get me a CVS gift card. Do you know how much I feel like? I feel like CVS, Trader Joe's, like the motor.
Or Amazon.
And like all three of those, you're going to find something.
Amazon does really cute things right now too, where if you order their gift cards, they come in like little packaging, like little different tins. There's like a snowflake that like you can reuse for cute stuff. So many options out there. And guess what? A lot of them on Amazon are on Prime. So you can, when you actually do your shopping 2 days before Christmas, there's a shot in the dark. You might get it in time.
And for all of you that your gifts arrive. But I think everybody also understands. And hopefully everyone just gets to be with their families and be safe or you know, virtually or in some format. And happy holidays, Amber. I'm so happy to be spending this time with you.
Happy holidays, girl. Congrats on your house. Enjoy. Thank you so much. If you guys have questions that you want us to put forward to Laura, she is a style and beauty expert. You can always send them to me. You can find her on Instagram at Pretty Connected. Also on her website, prettyconnected.com. You can send me questions. Hello at Art Beauty Podcast. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday for our last show of the year. Bye.